Libraries are known as places of quiet reflection. People silently peruse the stacks of books or, at most, speak in hushed tones in order to not disturb the other patrons. Then there's the children's library, where quiet is a relative term, particularly on Thursday and Friday mornings, story time. Story time isn't just about stories. The half-hour event is broken up with games, songs, and activities, all geared toward the preschool age set. But of course, the stories are the focus. Children's librarian Charlotte Glover says story time has been offered at the Ketchikan Public Library for more than 30 years. It's fun for the kids and offers a break-in routine for stay-at-home parents. But Glover says story time is valuable in other, more important ways.
Studies have shown again and again that exposure to words, early literacy, of course, whether it's reading or storytelling, expands your vocabulary by thousands and thousands of words. Children who are read to have much, much bigger vocabularies. And why we care about that is when they're learning to read and those words are familiar, they read at a much, much faster, easier, better rate than kids who are never read to. So we try to encourage reading.
For story time, Glover chooses simple books with bright pictures. As she reads, she encourages her young audience to participate in hopes of keeping their attention. Of course, preschoolers don't have long attention spans, so in between books, Glover leads them in activities.
And the babies on the bus go wah, 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 wah.
Singing in particular, and what we call finger plays, which are children's rhymes, they do a couple of things. They grow the brain by increasing rhythm patterns in the brain, but they also do grab children's attention in a way that reading the book does not, and it sort of focuses them. It's a great way in between books to say, hey, let's have a little fun. Okay, I've got all your attention now. Now let's read a story. You can do it. You can sit through this.
Michelle Hall is new to town and brought her two children, one still an infant, to story time for the first time recently. She says it's a great activity for her two-year-old daughter, Jillian, in particular.
Just get her out of the house, meet little friends, and give her an activity to do. She's too young to do swimming and other activities, so get her out and give her little thing to do.
On the other end of the spectrum, Christy Willett has been coming to Storytime for many years, starting with her own children. They're all grown now, so she brings her grandchildren.
Oh, I just like that there's different stories every week, and they do little finger plays and little dances and activities, and he enjoys just being with other kids.
In addition to the public story times, Glover says the library has started working with Ketchikan Head Start to provide events for those preschool students. The library's new location now is within easy walking distance of Head Start. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.
One fell off and one is dead. So Mama calls the doctor and